What do you want to be when you grow up?
A puppy.
Hi, this is Kira, Ellie, and Taylor. Our podcast is about how career choices change as you get older.
Yay!
This clip we just played was from our math buddy Bradley, who is in first grade. We asked her the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? She answered, a puppy.
Later, we asked her some follow-up questions to see why she wanted to be a puppy. She answered this.
Because I like them a lot and they're very cute.
Then we asked her if she would ever change her mind about being a puppy.
She answered no. Kira interviewed her sister, Brenna, who's in third grade, and asked her what she wanted to be when she grows up. This was her answer.
An architect.
Then I asked her,
why do you want to be an architect?
Because I like drawing stuff and fixing and building stuff.
Is this the same thing you wanted to be last year?
No.
What happened? Why did you change your mind?
Because last year I wanted to be a vet, and when I saw all the yucky stuff, I didn't want to be it anymore.
Later, I asked her if she thinks that what she wants to be now will ever change. This was her answer.
Well, since I'm only in third grade, then yeah.
Why do you think it'll change?
Because once you grow older, you'll start to realize that, oh, I think I want to do this instead of that.
This is usually what happens with most kids after a couple years. They change their mind of what they want to be. Just like Brenna said, she wanted to be a vet. Kids usually change their mind because their interests change. Just like Brenna said, she wants to be an architect because she likes to build and draw things. She knows this is probably going to change, but some kids don't realize this till a later age.
Okay, what do you think your life will be like when you're older? Like, will you get married? Will you have kids?
I'll have kids.
Why do you think you'll have kids?
Because...
You don't know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Brenna.
Next, Kira interviewed her brother Aiden, who is in fifth grade, and asked him what he wants to be when he grows up. This is his answer.
I want to be a video game designer.
Okay, why do you want to be a video game designer?
Well, I like to play games and I like to code.
Then I asked Aiden if he wanted to be a video game designer last year, and he said yes, that he had wanted to be a video game designer for a while. Then I asked Aiden,
do you think you wanting to be a video game designer will ever change as you grow older?
It probably won't, but it could. I still want to be a video game designer, so I don't think it will.
Okay. What do you think your life will be like when you're older? Like, for an example, will you get married or have kids?
I do not want to get married, but I do want to have a dog.
Okay. What makes you think you won't get married?
I just don't want to.
Okay, well, thank you, Aiden.
According to The Balanced Careers, most kids have dreams of being doctors, astronauts, actors, dancers, vets, and many other things. Only 30% of people end up being what they dreamed of as kids. The top five most popular jobs of 2019 are software developer, retailer, physician assistant, dentist, and orthodontist. Then Ellie interviewed Tiana, who is also in fifth grade, and asked her how she felt about knowing what she wants to be when she grows up. This was her answer.
Knowing what you're going to be when you grow up is usually something you have to figure out when you're a young age.
It's the worst time to figure it out because you haven't experienced every little thing, so you don't know. And so many kids put all their effort into every single subject just so they can get straight A's, honors, or high honors. But you might not leave school with a passion. You might not have a favorite subject and know what you want to be when you grow up. The school system builds up to that moment where it's like, okay, I'm about to go on my own, I'm about to go to college, and I need to know. And sometimes that doesn't work out for people. In my opinion, people are being too hard on the people that don't know what they want to be when they grow up. And I just want everybody to know it's okay if you don't know.
Then Ellie interviewed her sister Camila, who is a senior in high school, to see what a senior in high school's opinion is for knowing what you want to be when you grow up.
Hi, this is Ellie, and I'm here with my older sister, Camila. So when you were in elementary school, what did you want to be when you grew up?
So when I was in elementary school, I actually wanted to be a singer because I loved Hannah Montana, but I don't want to be a singer anymore.
So now what do you want to be?
Well, ever since I read Harry Potter and Percy Jackson, I've wanted to be a writer and write fantasy novels.
So now, since you're a senior in high school, what do you want to study in college?
I'm planning on studying English and psychology at Smith College in Massachusetts.
Since reading Harry Potter, my sister, Camila, has always wanted to write fantasy novels. This is different for most kids because they change their minds more often. But now she also wants to study psychology in addition to studying English. I think she's an awesome writer, and her short stories are very good.
Hi, this is Kira Moore, and I am going to interview my mom to see what she wanted to be when she was younger and how that impacted what she is now.
When I was younger, I'm assuming you mean like grade school age?
Grade school and middle school.
Okay, I wanted to be a veterinarian. I always have loved animals, all animals. When I was young, I did a lot of pet sitting and dog walking for the neighborhood, so I knew all the neighborhood cats and dogs. And my best friend when I was growing up was my dog. So I wanted to do something related to caring for pets and animals.
Why did you change your mind?
Once I got into high school, I changed my mind because I decided I would rather go do something to help people. I still liked animals, but, I just wanted to pursue a path in the medical industry, and something that would help people.
So what do you do now?
Well, I went to college, and majored in pre-med dietetics. So I graduated with a degree as a dietitian and worked in a hospital when I graduated. But now I actually run a business completely unrelated to the field that I studied and worked in early in my career.
Okay. So why do you think you went the business route and didn't become a nutrition like you wanted to?
Well, I did initially go into, I was a dietitian in a hospital. There were two things I didn't like about it. First of all, there wasn't a lot of room for advancement. Basically, there were two levels. You could be a hospital dietitian or you could be the chief dietitian for the hospital, and that was it. So there wasn't a lot of room for advancement, and I was pretty ambitious. So that bothered me. And also I was dealing with critical care patients, and I always saw myself working more on the preventative side, working with clients that were trying to get healthy. And really when I worked in the hospital, I just worked with people who were critically ill, who were really in a lot of cases beyond intervention at that point.
So what do you think of the idea of you knowing what you want to be from a young age?
Well, I don't think you ever need to have your whole life planned out. I don't believe in that, because I think you can change your career multiple times in your life. I don't think you should ever feel like you're stuck in one area. You know, just because you went to school, I went to school for my undergrad for 5 years to study to become a dietitian, and then did a year internship after that. You know, I put 6 years of time in, and I'm currently, you know, in my current career, I'm not using that, but I don't look at that as a negative. You know, I just changed my career path based on circumstances that came up, and I took advantage of them.
Okay. Well, I think
you need to be open-minded in life. And if certain circumstances come up that offer you opportunity, you need to be able to recognize it and take advantage of it. So don't limit yourself and get fixated on whatever you want to do when you're a child. That's what you have to do as an adult.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, this is Kira Moore. And next I am going to interview my dad, and I am going to ask him what he wanted to be when he was little.
I wanted to be an airline pilot or a fighter pilot first, and then an airline pilot second. It changed, yes, because I'm not a pilot now.
Why did that change?
Back in 1992, when I was going to school to be a pilot, there were too many pilots out there and too many people retiring from the military, so it was too hard to get a job.
Oh, okay. Did you think you were going to have the life you do now?
Nope, not even close.
What did you think your life was going to be like?
I thought I was going to be in the military, and I thought I was going to be a pilot. Instead, I'm settled at home with my family.
If your younger self saw you now, should they be surprised?
I think my younger self would be surprised.
Do you think it'd be surprised in a good way, or like?
I think in a very good way, because you always worry about what your future is going to be like when you're younger, and to see how well it turned out would be good.
Most people would say the same thing. Most people's younger selves would be very surprised if they got to see themselves when they were older. Like my dad, some people changed their minds about their careers late in high school, and some even change in college. According to Balanced Careers, most people change their occupation 11 times in a lifetime. But that could be from waitressing in college to a stable career after.
This is Ellie, and I'm here with my mom. So what did you want to be when you were young?
In middle school, I wanted to be a child psychologist.
What about in high school?
In high school, I wanted to be a doctor.
I also asked my mom what she studied in college.
So I basically studied for both careers in college. Because I was a pre-med student, I majored in psychology, and I minored in Spanish. And then I went to graduate school to get my master's in Spanish.
So what is your job right now?
Well, after graduate school, I started working as an editor in a publishing company's world languages department. And I still do that in a way. I'm a freelance editor now, and I help graduate students with their dissertations. Now we will say what we want to be when we grow up and how that's changed over the years.
Hi, this is Kira Moore. When I was really little, I wanted to be a singer, but then I realized I didn't have a good voice. So I decided I wanted to be a veterinarian, and I wanted to be a veterinarian for a really long time until I got a dog and realized that dogs don't really like the vet. So then I decided I wanted to be an animal trainer. Now, I think I want to do something in the arts, but I'm not sure. And most kids usually don't decide until later in high school.
Hi, this is Ellie. And so when I was younger, like around fourth or fifth grade, I wanted to be a chef. And now, since I'm in eighth grade, I'm thinking I want to study film and photography and maybe graphic design.
Today, the top career choice for kids in elementary school is to be a professional athlete. The top choice for kids in middle school is to be a scientist. And the top choice for high schoolers is to be a writer. People don't really know what they want to be when they grow up until later in life. Kids often think unrealistic things. For example, Bradley wanted to be a pup. But as kids grow up, they find out what they want to do. For example, Brenna likes to draw and wants to be an architect. Most kids don't figure out what they are going to be when they grow up until later in high school, and some people change their careers in the middle of college.
Kira's dad wanted to be a pilot, but then changed his mind. Usually once you get older and you're not in high school, you have a general understanding of what you want to be. In all, only 30% of adults actually achieve their childhood dream job, and most kids change their mind a lot.